If you hear this opening track, you know it's the Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm.
Come on, here we go again, motherfucker, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on down and see the idiot right here, too fucked to beg and not afraid to care. What's the matter with calamity anyway? Riot, get the fuck out of my face. Understand, I can't feel anything. It isn't like I want to sift through the decay. I feel like a wound, like I got a fucking gun against my head. You live when I'm dead. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. Come on.
You are listening to The Cure to Catastrophe with Mal Dror and me, Shay from the Bay. Oh, wait, hold on a second. Here's Mal Dror's favorite part.
Satan. One more time, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. Hey. There's nothing in my cans. Nothing in my sweet, sweet cans.
Okay, well, that's a thing that happens.
Oh, there it is. Go ahead and jiggle some wires. This is the Curated Catastrophe. It's going to be particularly catastrophic today because Shay is on assignment. But let's be honest. Shay is having plumbing problems and was unable to join me at the last minute. So our planned and deeply, deeply researched show that I'd prepared for hours and hours is now put on hold. And I'm going to have to wing it for the next couple of hours. So I'm just going to start with leftover snake songs. This is King Gizzard and Lizard Wizard on Radio Valencia. .fm.
Yeah. as always. I was screaming, screaming like a little slug under every rock. You've been working, working on the love, and he's been only playing on the cloud all the while. Take another look into his eyes, and you will only see a reptile. You could find somewhere better to go. He could only make you cry. You deserve somebody better, girl. Gotta tell ya, he's good cold as ice.
Boston.
is the Creative Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm. Shay is having plumbing issues, so she's on assignment. And I'm winging it. And winging it, in this case, means playing, at least starting off the show, playing the leftover songs from the Snake episode, which I think was last week. I didn't get to all my Snake songs. There's a surprising amount of... In the rock and roll discography, there's a shocking amount of songs about snakes, which is funny to me. That was Snake Dance by the Rainmakers, kind of a deep cut from the Rainmakers. It's one of their non-single album tracks, but I also feel like the Rainmakers are a deep cut, because who the hell remembers the Rainmakers? I didn't even remember they had a keyboard player. There's keyboards all over that, marking it as a product of the 80s. I got the Rainmakers record for free from KSOL. I think that was the name of the station in San Luis Obispo. They were giving away free vinyl records from their library back before I knew that just because it's free doesn't mean it's good. But I always liked that Rainmakers record, but maybe I'll dig up whatever the singles were from it and play that later. We also heard Cold Hearted by Paula Abdul. Played that specifically for Shay since she's not here. It seems like the kind of thing she would have played during her... If we'd had more snake time. We're coming to you from the heart of the mission. There's a... What do you call it? A flathead Harley going by. And we also heard Rattlesnake from King Gizzard and Lizard Wizard, which was actually a request from a listener from the future, Jeff, who... I guess was listening to our podcast. I was like, you should play this. And I was like, okay, well, we will. So thanks for tuning in, Jeff, and hope you have a great week in the future whenever you're actually listening to this. The Curated Catastrophe. This is PJ Harvey on Radio Valencia, as I said, .fm.
Poor man's always intense.
Come on, let's go get a drink.
Gee, bud, you never told me it was gonna be like this, man. Cops and robbers. Real life car chases.
Yeah, that was intense. That's mostly a response to the PJ Harvey track I played, which it gets quite intense. Regular listeners will know I'm not a huge fan of female vocalists. Not that I have any problem with the fact that they're female. They just don't usually, vibe with me. I don't know. I like to hear dudes complaining about their problems more than I like to hear. Anyway, I don't know why. It's inexplicable and makes certain people angry. But PJ Harvey is one of the many exceptions to that rule, because she rules and she's also fucking intense. So yeah, we heard in that set several songs that amounted to music. We heard "Snake Dance" by the Rainmakers, which I already talked about. And "Long Snake Moan" by PJ Harvey, and then "The Monkey and the Snake" by the Meat Puppets. I feel like there was another track in there that I've forgotten about, but it could happen. Hell if I know. Yesterday was a bit of a long day for me. I had to conduct a funeral for our for a friend. As most of you probably know, I'm an officer at the at a local fraternal organization, and what they don't tell you is that being an officer means you have to conduct funerals for people who pass, which sucked. And that was at noon, and then was followed by, you know, a proper kind of wake, good old blast of day drinking, and then I had to still stay awake and go DJ at the Willows until the cows came home. So yeah, yesterday was a really, really long day. And R.I.P. Fred. I don't know what the hell I'm going to do next. So what I've been doing so far is just leftover songs from the Snake episode, which I think was last week. And I've just been kind of winging it. But maybe I'll just stay there. Maybe I'll just stay doing Snake songs until I find something else to do. What the hell, right? This. So let's play it. Since she's not here, since she's having plumbing issues. This is Curated Catastrophe, RadioValencia.fm.
Is it an ordeal?
Snakes aren't stupid.
Catastrophe. Made sure I actually played three songs that time. That was The Awesome Snakes with I Want a Snake. A little bit of punk rock there for you. We also heard Serpent's Kiss by The Mission and Burn by the Sisters of Mercy from the Reptile. Jesus Christ. And Burn from the Sisters of Mercy from the Reptile House EP. You know, reptiles are close enough. Snakes or reptiles. Yeah, I've been going to cut through kind of a thing with the Sisters of Mercy and The Mission. I've been reading Wayne Hussey from The Mission's autobiography, and while he seems a bit, I'm just going to say it, thick, he also tells a hilarious story. So, yeah, he was in Dead or Alive, and then quit that band before they got famous, and went and joined the Sisters of Mercy. and was with them until their first record, First and Last and Always. Dude did a lot of drugs in the 80s and 90s and probably 2000s, and has lots of funny stories about it. His autobiography runs to 2 volumes at this point. So, yeah, because of that, because I've been reading that, I've been kind of going back to the Sisters of Mercy and the Mission. I've never been a huge Mission fan, but, you know, they're fine, whatever. They're fun to see live. And as long-time listeners will know, Sisters of Mercy have been so bad the last few times I've seen them that I've just sort of stopped listening to them because I was offended by how crappy they were. So it's kind of nice to get back into this music, although it's a beautiful, gloriously sunny day here at the Mission, and I'm playing, like, dark nightclub music from the Sisters of Mercy and the Mission. I'm not sure that's going to change. Well, actually, yeah. Let's try something different. I don't know why this song has 2 titles, but it's called Shudder, King of Snake. And it's by Underworld. On RadioValencia.fm.
nearly popular. At midnight, everybody dancing in the street. Everyone is seen by the team. Dogs are sucking, sucking. Nearly so, like a poker. Nearly danger, so everyone get a roll up new newspaper. Setting on fire and put it in between. Snake fighting life. Strong food and strong drink at midnight.
Serpents lie in wait at every take, mine is quake, as my life is snakes in vain. sure that things on the snake parade.